This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Now, our third guest on today's show is Sharon Peck, and she is from Positive Health. Hello, Sharon, and welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. Now, you have a very, very fascinating story in how you got to your career. Can you just take us through that journey of how it came that you became interested in positive health through food?
Sure. Well, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 11 years ago, and my previous career was as a software consultant. And I was very fortunate that I had the opportunity of, I was made redundant, and it was the perfect opportunity because it was the exact amount of money that was the tuition fee for my first year degree in nutritional science. So I took that opportunity, and with nutrition, I was already using nutritional and lifestyle strategies, and I had the energy and the mental capacity to be able to study full-time for the degree, and I got first-class honours.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I also studied at the same time for an NLP certification, which is neuro-linguistic programming. So now I'm able to offer nutritional coaching, which is a combination of the nutrition and lifestyle knowledge to help people improve their lives, and also combined with with NLP techniques, so that people can get past maybe things that are stopping them from eating healthily and behaving in a healthy manner to help them reach their goals.
We don't often hear people saying that. Well, we do hear people saying, "Oh, eat well," and you know, you get so much advice coming at you. This week it's don't eat sugar. Next week it's stuff yourself with 2 pounds of sugar because you need the energy. So to actually fine tune this nutritional information for you, it's kind of been a lifeline, I would imagine, for all of those years.
Yeah. I mean, it's had such a huge impact because it says like how well your energy, how you're producing energy, and which has a huge impact on everything, because the more energy you have, then the more you can do other healthy behaviors like exercise and cook the right foods and make good decisions to choose the right foods, the healthy foods, and to eat anti-inflammatory foods. And again, you were saying...
Can I stop you a second there? I'm going to let Penny ask this, because we're both going to say the same thing, aren't we?
I hope it is the same thing. So anti-inflammatory, for those of us that maybe aren't as well-versed as you, explain a little bit deeper about that.
Well, they say now that inflammation is actually behind a lot of chronic diseases that we deal with in this day and age. And inflammation is think of your body as being on fire. So it's your body actually tackling toxins and an overabundance of food. So it can be an overabundance of food that your body is then trying to dampen down. And it uses your body's immune system, then uses its primary weapon, if you like, is inflammation to deal with all of these foreign toxins and any overindulgence. And so it uses inflammation to try and deal with these, to try and bring your body back into balance. But sometimes inflammation can be too much. So then your body is too inflamed and your immune system is too active. So then you need anti-inflammatory to, again, bring it back into balance.
And do the findings show that nutrition is as important or more important than medication, for example?
For inflammation?
Yes.
I wouldn't say one is more important than the other. It's all about context.
Okay.
So if you have acute inflammation, like you have an injury, then anti-inflammatories are going to help that, and obviously dealing with the injury. So acute is very different. It has a very different approach. So that needs very much medical intervention.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when you have chronic inflammation, and this is inflammation that's ongoing for for a long time, then this is when nutrition can really help. You need to look at what you're eating to try and remove inflammatory foods and then introduce anti-inflammatory foods.
Okay, another stop point here.
Okay.
It's the anti-inflammatory and the inflammatory foods, which
yes.
I think that possibly Penny and I, again, would struggle with.
Okay.
Can you break those two into two halves for us?
Sure. So anti-inflammatory foods, inflammatory foods I'll tackle first. So these are things that are generally not found in a natural diet. So things that are processed, refined sugar or refined carbohydrates. So things that your body wouldn't, like things that a caveman's body would not automatically recognize as food. Your body is on high alert then. It's just like, what is this? I'm going to fire my inflammatory guns at them to try and tackle them because it's a foreign invader. It doesn't know what it is. But then anti-inflammatory foods are foods that your body is familiar with and foods that your body knows, okay, this is not scary, this is not going to harm me, this is beneficial, and it can help reduce your inflammatory load. So it's natural food, so especially fruit and vegetables or things that like oily fish are specifically anti-inflammatory because they contain omega-3s, which are certain types of fats. And they are specifically contain resolvins, which help resolve inflammation. So that's a very potent anti-inflammatory food.
And the inflammatory food then is processed. Just a name of something that one...
Sugar.
Just sugar.
Not just sugar, but it's things that are processed. But particularly it's processed sugar. So it's a lot of added sugar. I'm not saying all sugar is bad. I'm just saying added sugar or sugar in excess because it's excesses.
What about natural sugars like honey?
Again, it's about moderation and they are maybe less, they're going to cause a less of an inflammatory reaction. But again, if you have like a whole jar of honey, your body is not going to like that at all.
Well, Winnie the Pooh might, but I think that the four of us sitting in this room wouldn't quite enjoy a whole jar of it. With you on that. It is actually a minefield of knowing the right foods to be eating.
It can be, yeah.
And the benefits that you've seen by changing your diet to come in line with this, and specifically with MS, do you feel that without changing your nutritional regime and indeed probably your mindset as well, that you would not be where you are today?
No, I think that had such a huge part in being able to study because fatigue is such a big issue with MS. It affects around 80% of MS patients, and also like cognitive, so thinking can also be an issue with MS. And I think that was purely through eating healthily that I was able to study full time for a degree, because in terms of the energy and the mental capacity, that the fact that I was following quite a healthy nutrition and lifestyle practice was purely the reason that got me through my degree and helped me get a first, I believe.
So before your diagnosis, would you have... How would you explain your diet to a...
Very easy. Cheese on toast.
Oh, is that
really?
Your diet now?
No.
See, I like a piece of cheese on toast.
I know.
But so you weren't having enough fruit and veg or a mixed, a variety in your diet?
No. It was very much... I was very... You know, I was in my 20s and it was very much... going out and what was the quickest thing that I could grab on my way out the door, and cheese on toast or maybe hummus if I was,
if you were
really
treating
healthy.
Yourself
myself. If I was being healthy, that for me, that was like,
really
healthy.
It's funny, isn't it, because I think the mindset has changed massively. I think most of us are much better educated. And I had my first ready meal the other week because I wasn't able to cook for that particular day, and I felt so guilty because I do cook from scratch, but I wouldn't have said I was brought up in my 20s particularly how I did the student life and didn't eat particularly well, but now the thought of not having five fruit and veg a day is alien to me.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because there was a huge survey, like a national survey, and so many people, the higher quartile, like the highest quartile of the population, and averaged just over three portions of fruit and vegetable a day. So I think that message, I mean, that was a few years ago, so maybe it has improved, but I think that message is still has still quite a long way to go. And if you look at the NHS actually suggests that five was almost a compromise, yeah, but 10, everyone should aim for 10 portions of fruit and vegetables a day.
So are there particular foods that you know are significantly beneficial? If somebody were listening and wanted to make a very quick change and incorporate five foods into their diet, is that a reasonable question to ask you? Could you name five that might help?
Yeah, sure. So as I was mentioning earlier, oily fish are great. And oily fish, it's salmon, mackerel, anchovies, herring, or sardines. Did I say sardines?
No, okay.
But those are the oily fish. And yeah, they are highly anti-inflammatory because it's the omega-3s, if people have heard of them. And they actually help resolve inflammation. And then other, if we're talking, we were talking about anti-inflammatory. So another anti-inflammatory food is walnuts. And walnuts have
Is it just specifically walnuts or opposed to any nuts?
Can we not go with cashews?
No.
Almonds?
No. Well, but then, I don't like picking out individual foods. Because generally, as you're saying, it is more about variety. But specifically for walnuts, but for most nuts, they are higher in omega-6s. And omega-6s are inflammatory if you have too many.
Right.
You do need some omega-6s. They are an essential fatty acid. But too many, it then pushes over into inflammatory territory. And walnuts are the only nuts that have an equal ratio of omega-3 and omega-6.
No, that's I've never heard that said before. Just nuts in general, like, you know, the odd Brazil nut, hazelnuts.
Well, they're all beneficial in their own way because they all have their own minerals that are going to help you in different ways. Mm-hmm. So, again, you're saying it's the variety.
And the other foods that you'd add onto that list?
Olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, which, again, it's anti-inflammatory. And it's also antioxidant, and this is antioxidant. So they can help you. They help neutralize free radicals, so they can actually help with aging and help.
Well, we're in there. We like that one.
Yeah,
that's a pretty
olive
good
oil
one,
is
olive
a good one.
One. So you put that on your skin as well, do you?
I don't. I have done. But yeah, no, but I tend to use it for cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, most of us do sneak it in there if there's a bottle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, cooking and dressing. Yeah.
So we've got the walnuts, the fish, the olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Can I push you for another couple?
Another two. So I'm thinking anti-inflammatory foods. So vegetables, so high-fibre vegetables. Or a very good one is kale. Kale's... I know, everyone's pulling faces.
Sorry, I did pull a face then. Yeah. It's the one thing I... Spinach I can eat by the barrel load, but kale.
Yeah. It's the kale smoothie. If you look at it and think, no thanks, just a glass of water would be good. But it's here in that list there, there's plenty on there for people to get their teeth into, isn't there?
There is. And if you don't like kale, but just think green leafy vegetables.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, as ever, these interviews come to an end so quickly, Penny, and we're racing towards the end of this one. It's been, so educational listening to our three ladies today, but especially yourself on how food has helped you. And, you know, there are four of us in this room, you know, for you to have come in 10 years to where you are, a degree, change of, you know, one door closed and another massive one opened and took you into this whole area of helping people and indeed yourself, all power to you. It's an inspirational story, and quite privileged to have heard it today. Thank you.
It's been
very good indeed. And as we're coming to the end of this interview, can you give us contact details for yourself?
Sure. So my website is very easy. It's positive.health. So there's no .coms or anything, just positive.health, and you will find all information there. And there's I'm currently doing a 10 healthy memory tips. So if you go on to positive.health and you can just enter your details there and get your 10 active strategies sent to your inbox.
Well, that sounds like an excellent idea. Thank you so much for being our guest today. It's been it's been our pleasure too. Thank you very much, Sharon, of Positive Health. And hopefully we'll get you on another show in the future and you can tell us how life has been for you and how your success story is for other people, because I'm sure it is going to be a success.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.